What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
I didn't hear you.
What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel to turn the water on and off?
They still faucets.
And what about if it's out in the yard?
It's still a faucet. Or hydrant, whichever you want to call it.
All right, fine. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? 100 pounds of potatoes or chicken feed might come in.
I know what you want me to say, but it's still a bag.
All right.
If I was in Oklahoma, I'd call it a tote.
You call it a tote?
Mm-hmm.
If you're in Oklahoma?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you wouldn't normally use that word, tote?
No.
Okay.
You say bag.
Would you have a different word for it? Well, another word, depending on what it's made out of?
Well, if it's if it's paper, you say a paper bag.
Uh-huh.
And if it's made out that you're going to put in potatoes, anything in, you call that a corn sack.
A corn sack?
Uh-huh.
Well, now, is a corn sack a great big?
A big 100 pounds, 50 pounds, something other like that, is called a corn sack.
Fine. That's interesting. I haven't heard that one before.
You haven't heard a corn sack?
No, I haven't. People call them toe sacks or croaker sacks usually.
Croaker. Mm-hmm.
But now would a corn sack be the same thing as a croaker sack?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. That's interesting. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high and hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Well, are you talking about a harp or a juice harp?
Well, now what's the difference?
I'll keep the difference. A juice harp is it's big round on, say, this end, and it comes together, and it has a tongue.
And this one.
Uh-huh. And that's a juice harp.
Okay.
And the other is a harp, or people call them harmonia. What is it?
Harmonicas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But they are the harps.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other?
Seesaw.
Okay. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
They still, I imagine, it would be a seesaw.
One that goes round and
uh-huh.
round?
Uh-huh. You know, yeah. If they put up on one, I'll have a post in the middle, and then they have a hole that's nailed that is bowed out, and then they have a nail or something other that this you get on it. And they start and run you around. One child starts another one, and you have two of them rides. And, you know, they go around.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call that?
We call it seesaw.
Okay, fine. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
Grindstone.
Well, now, suppose it's not a, you know, it's not
well,
a circular.
It's what? Same thing. It's emerald, you know, some of but they call them grinds of rock.
Okay.
That you sharpen with.
Okay, and this would be a flat one? A grind rock?
Yeah, flat. If it's, if you're going to turn it and pour water on it, it's a big wheel.
Uh-huh.
And you turn, but if you just want a piece, you know, to, just say pick up and sharpen the knife, that's still a grindstone. It's a piece of a grindstone.
All right, fine. Would you describe some different kinds of wood fences that people used to use or maybe still use?
Well, I don't know that they have used anything except rail fence.